Grüezi miteinander und herzlich willkommen zum Echo Helvetia. Ich bin der Adrian Plitzko. Heute geht es um Politik, junge Politik. Der Ryan Cooper ist 19, er wohnt in Perth und er ist der Sekretär und Ozeanienvertreter vom Auslandschweizer Jugendparlament. Was ist seine Verbindung zu der Schweiz? Was hat er für Ideen und Pläne? Das sind meine Fragen an ihn. Der Ryan hat mich vor dem Interview gebeten, das Gespräch auf Englisch zu machen, weil sein Schweizerdeutsch nicht gut genug sei, um über Politik zu reden. Darum also, ein grosser Teil ist auf Englisch, später aber im Interview gehen wir dann ins Schweizerdeutsch über. Ryan, thanks for your time. Now my first question is, you have committed yourself to promote Swiss culture with Youth Swiss in Australia. How come?
Well, as a person from Switzerland, I believe it's very important that you keep your ties with your home country, and I found that joining the Youth Parliament or getting elected to the Youth Parliament of the Swiss abroad would be a good way to do that and kind of help other people along the way as well.
And what exactly are your concrete ideas? How do you want to promote it?
Well, first of all, we'd like to get obviously more people coming back to Switzerland with the Organisation for Swiss Abroad Camps. But along with that, we'd also like to organise regional events for Youth Swiss Abroad. Like we recently organised an event in London and some Youth Swiss Abroad from the UK got together there. So in the next coming months, I'll probably be organising something similar in Australia.
Now, I would like to go back to the beginning. The Youth Parliament of Swiss Abroad is a very young organisation. Are you one of the founders of that organisation, or how did it all happen?
Yeah, it is a very young organisation. It was founded on the 13th of August of 2014 in Geneva. Sorry, 2015. And it was founded by a group of people. I wasn't in the founders. But in October of 2015, we had our first election where we had 17 candidates from around the world stand up for election. And we elected 13 across five continents. So we have a very diverse and representative committee of the entire Swiss abroad.
And how did it all happen? Did you hear about it by accident, or were you always interested in the Swiss culture? Because you're Australian, you're actually from Perth. So how did it all happen? How did you get involved?
Well, I've attended three ski camps which have been organised by the Organisation for the Swiss Abroad, where I met Daniel Bisterbosch. He's the ASO representative of IPSA. IPSA is Youth Parliament of Swiss Abroad. So he contacted me via Facebook, and there's a group on Facebook which any young people who are Swiss Abroad are welcome to join. We post a lot of events, or we'll be posting events and information on there. So I found out about it through that, and they were looking for someone to represent from the Oceania region, and I thought it would be a good way to get involved and kind of give back a bit to the community.
Have you always been interested in politics?
Yes. Swiss politics less so. I believe that people who live in the country should decide who runs the country. So personally, I don't vote in Swiss elections, but that's just my personal belief. But I do keep up to date with what's happening, and if I do ever move there, I'll definitely be voting in Swiss elections.
So when you say, if I ever do move there, is that sort of somewhere in the back of your head that you would like to move to Switzerland?
It's always been in the back of my mind. But just depending where my career takes me, there's very limited opportunities in Australia for aerospace engineering. So there's a few more opportunities in Europe, and Switzerland particularly has a few good companies which I've been looking at. So, yeah, it's always in the back of my mind that I might move back one day.
Now, what I understood is that you got involved in the whole process because you attended a few ski camps in Switzerland. So how come you attended these ski camps? How did you get there? I mean, what was your motivation to join these camps?
Well, my motivation to go to Switzerland, I have quite a bit of family there. And we just happened to see in the Swiss Review newsletter that there was an advertisement for a ski camp. So while I was visiting my family, and I thought I'd be fun to go along, and the first one I went to was absolutely great. So I went back twice again, so it was really good.
Okay, what family is it? So what part of family?
It's my mum's side of the family, so I have an uncle, a cousin, and some grandparents.
Okay, so now I'm pretty confident that you speak Swiss German, but we want to talk in English now because we are going into details. But if you want to throw in a few Swiss words in between, so don't shy away from it. But I would like to talk to you in Swiss German very soon when we get to your personal story. I have another question about your involvement in the Youth Parliament. Because you were saying on the website swissinfo.ch that Swiss clubs in Australia are currently not very inclusive of younger members, which I can imagine some clubs probably could have been offended by that opinion. What do you think?
Yeah, that is a possibility. That's my personal belief. And I've also been in contact with Roland Isler from the Council of the Swiss Abroad in Oceania, and one of the CSA's topics for their agenda, or their agenda for this year's President's Conference, is to involve Swiss people more in clubs, because they feel like young Swiss people are left out of the clubs a bit. So I've been working or discussing with the CSA about how we can change this, and we're going to hopefully work together to create a bit of a solution.
Do you already have any ideas or plans? What should be changing in Swiss clubs so that it is more attractive for younger members?
As of yet, we haven't come up with anything solid, but I'm planning to attend the conference in October, and one of the items on the agenda is how can we create Swiss clubs that are inclusive of young people. So during that conference, the CSA and I will surely figure something out, and Swiss clubs will be there as well, so they'll have their input and we can all work together and get a good outcome.
Now I'm talking to Ryan Cooper. He's the Secretary and Oceania Representative of the Youth Parliament of Swiss Abroad. And Ryan has said before that he thinks that the Swiss clubs in Australia are not doing enough for younger members. Now, Ryan, are you a member of a Swiss club?
No, I'm not a member of a Swiss club.
So what would make you become a member of a Swiss club? What should they offer you that you think, yes, it's worthwhile to become a member?
I think young people are more interested in events where you can have an experience. So, for example, the Swiss club in Perth, I believe they don't have that many meetings a year. They have the Ersten August, but that's the only one I went to that once and it was good. We'd have to survey more people and find out what they really want, because it can't just come down to me.
Now, I don't know if we can call it a job or your commitment for that parliament. Can I imagine that you sit actually in some big room with other politicians and you are debating over things, or is it all happening via internet?
So we've got elected representatives across five continents, so it's very hard to meet up in person.
Right.
So we do all our meetings over Skype, and it's all managed by young people. So we hop on Skype, we talk about what's going on, we throw around our ideas, we discuss options, like what events are we going to do. For example, the 100 years of the Organisation of Swiss Abroad is coming up very soon, in August, and we're planning some big events in Bern, which will coincide with that anniversary.
Right, Ryan, I just heard a couple of Swiss words. You were saying Ersten August, and it sounded very perfect, I have to say. So I think now it's time we switch to Schweizerdeutsch. Was glaubst du?
Ja,
wenn
wir mal,
wenn wir es mal auf Schweizerdeutsch probieren. Und zwar würde ich gerne wissen, also du bist 19,
Ja, das ist richtig.
Und du hast starke Wurzeln in der Schweiz. Du hast vorhin gesagt, dass deine Grosseltern Schweizer sind oder deine Mutter Schweizerin ist.
Ja, das ist richtig. Meine Mutter ist auf Australien ausgewandert, vor etwa 25 Jahren.
Okay, jetzt muss ich gerade mal sagen, also wenn wir jetzt nicht Englisch geredet hätten vorher, würde ich jetzt überhaupt nicht merken, dass deine Muttersprache Englisch ist. Die Schweizerdeutsch ist also perfekt. Und ich bereue das jetzt, dass wir es nicht auf Schweizerdeutsch gemacht haben, aber das macht ja nichts. Jetzt, was fasziniert dich an der Schweizer Kultur?
Also für mich das Grösste in der Schweiz ist sicher das Skifahren, weil das ist etwas, was man da nicht so machen kann. Aber auch andere Sachen. So. Also ich bin sehr interessiert in so Outdoor-Activities, so Wandern und einfach so gute Zeit haben mit den Kollegen, wenn man so Activities macht, oder?
Und das kann man in der Schweiz ja sehr gut. Und wenn ist das erste Mal gewesen? Ich nehme an, du bist in Australien geboren, also in Perth. Und wann war das erste Mal gewesen, dass du in die Schweiz gegangen bist?
Das erste Mal ist, ich war 5 Jahre alt gewesen.
Und dann hast du dann schon Schweizerdeutsch geredet oder hast du es erst in der Schweiz gelernt?
Nein, ich habe schon Schweizerdeutsch geredet, weil meine Großeltern sind ziemlich viel auf die Perth gekommen und sie können nicht Englisch, also habe ich Schweizerdeutsch ziemlich schnell gelernt.
Okay. Jetzt, was ist dein Beruf? Was machst du eigentlich beruflich?
Also gerade jetzt studiere ich. Ich bin im dritten Jahr vom Aerospace Engineering. Also heisst, wenn ich fertig bin, tue ich dann mit Flugzeug Design und Flugzeugreparaturen so übersehen und manage oder Management.
Mhm. Und das ist das ein Beruf, also ich nehme an, es hat sicher eine grosse Zukunft, dein Beruf, sonst hättest du es wahrscheinlich gar nicht studiert. Aber glaubst du, dass dich dieser Beruf dann um die ganze Welt bringt? Oder wirst du in Australien bleiben? Oder was glaubst du, wie das aussehen wird?
Ich glaube, es ist ziemlich also weltweiter Beruf. Also in Australien hat es nur ein paar Firmen, die Aerospace Engineers anstellen. Es ist mehr eine Sache in Europa und in den USA. Also man sieht, was passiert, wenn ich fertig bin, aber ich glaube, ich wandere von Australien aus.
Also es gibt ja eigentlich nur zwei Möglichkeiten als Flugzeugbauingenieur, weil es ja nur zwei grosse Flugzeughersteller gibt, soviel ich weiss. Jetzt, also ich rede jetzt von Boeing und Airbus. Also das heisst nur Amerika oder Frankreich kommt in Frage.
Nein, nicht unbedingt. Es hat in der Schweiz auch eine Flugzeugbauerei, Pilatus.
Stimmt.
Das steht in Luzern. Mhm. In Luzern. Und auch, es hat viele kleinere Firmen, die für Boeing oder Airbus Teile machen. Und die brauchen auch Aerospace Engineers.
Ich hatte dich vorhin schon gefragt, auf Englisch allerdings, wie gross ist dein Interesse in der Politik? Also du bist jetzt ja politisch tätig mit dem Youth Parliament of Swiss Abroad. Kannst du dir vorstellen, dass du auch in deinem späteren Leben politisch aktiv wirst sein?
Also für mich ist politisch aktiv ziemlich wichtig. Also ich tue normalerweise, also ich stimme immer, weil da in Australien muss man stimmen. Und ich würde das auch machen, wenn ich in die Schweiz ziehe. Aber so weit, also Politiker werden, glaube ich nicht.
Dann doch lieber Flugzeug bauen und
ja.
Über alles hinweg fliegen. Okay, gut. Ryan Cooper, Secretary und Oceania Representative of Youth Parliament of Swiss Abroad. Allerliebsten Dank für das Gespräch und wenn es dann mal etwas Konkretes gibt, wenn sich mal etwas ändert in den Schweizer Clubs, also wenn dann auch junge Leute da beitreten werden, würden wir dann gerne mal mit dir reden.
Ja, merci vielmal. Können wir schon machen.
Gut, danke vielmal, Ryan, und noch alles Gute für die Zukunft.
Danke vielmal. Tschüss.
Das war Echo Helvetia. Schön, dass Sie dabei waren. Ich bin der Adrian Plitzko und wir hören uns wieder am nächsten Sonntag. Bis dann, tschüss miteinander.